This Coin Week podcast is brought to you by PCGS. Travel back in time to the emergence of the premier third-party coin grading company. For a limited time, collectors can secure their coins with throwback versions of the first four PCGS label generations. Visit pcgs.com/generationseries to get started. Jason Mishera is the president of the Upper Deck Company. The sports card publisher, based in Carlsbad, California, revolutionized the trading card industry when it launched its debut series of baseball cards in 1989. Ken Griffey Jr.'s rookie card was the number one card of that set, and the rest was history. In this episode of the Coin Week podcast, we talk to Jason about Upper Deck's brand new venture into precious metals modern coins. Hi, Jason. Thanks for joining me on the Coin Week podcast.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So you're the president of Upper Deck, and I grew up in the 1980s and early 90s, and I remember a certain rookie card that was issued in 1989 that caught the attention of collectors and the entire industry and brought into being a whole new generation of premium sports card series with Upper Deck at the head of the pack. What is it like being the head of a major sports card company now that we are 28 years removed from that defining moment?
Well, I, like you, kind of grew up in that era as well, and Upper Deck was the premier brand and the brand that everybody wanted to buy. And, you know, being able to lead that brand is an honor, and it's really exciting to be able to continue the tradition of innovation and quality and to try to move us forward into some bigger and better things.
You're launching a brand new program, which will be a first for Upper Deck, and possibly the first time that a numismatic precious metal-oriented product will be coming to the market where collectors will be buying blind packs of coins in order to complete a set. Can you describe for me the concept behind this product and why Upper Deck decided to bring it to market?
Yeah, so like we talked about, you know, we grew up in this era of excitement around Upper Deck. Back in the late 80s, early 90s. And, you know, I dabbled in coins, but really never connected with it. And, you know, I see this as a way to be able to bring both worlds together where we can bring the excitement of trading card packs and the sports and entertainment heroes over to the coin collecting and allow people to search for their favorite player and for different variations and rare variations of the players and the coins. And to be able to do that with the Upper Deck brand and the Upper Deck quality of the coins is really exciting.
How does a sports-themed product sag into a coin? One would think that a coin would present a number of limitations to design that might not be present in a two-sided printed card. Were you able to translate Upper Deck's design aesthetics to a coin, or is this product a total departure from what we've seen from your company in the past?
Well, that's the interesting part, is being able to blend both worlds together. And, you know, I look at this very similar to when we launched our first baseball card in 1989. We're raising the bar with the way that we're not only delivering, but the quality of the coins. So you'll notice that every coin has the trademark Upper Deck authentication hologram on it. Every coin is serial numbered and extremely high quality. The images are very vivid, and you can really get excited about when you look at the coins and notice the type of quality that we're talking about and the detail of the coins.
How is this set going to be offered in packs? Is there going to be like a base product and then randomly inserted premium versions or rare coins? I am aware that your company's pre-release information stated that there will be silver and gold versions.
So it's a great question. So there are four variations to the coin. The most common are numbered to 5,000. Those are the colorized coins, and they're absolutely stunning. There is the high relief coins, which are numbered to 1,000. There is the frosted coins numbered to 500. And what's most exciting of all is the solid gold coins that are numbered to 100. And they're all mixed together and they're all randomly seeded so that, you know, even the most basic collector, the collector that buys one pack, has the opportunity to get those really limited edition pieces.
And what are the weights of the coins?
The silver are a troy ounce, and then the gold are a quarter ounce.
How much of a challenge is it to blind see coins of different weights and sizes?
Yeah, so that's one of the things that we can take from our learning from the trading card industry is there are weights and different things that we can insert into the packs to make sure that the packs balance. So we've gone through great lengths to make sure that the packs are balanced in weight, whether you have the gold coin or the silver coins.
Will you also be offering cards in these packs, or will this be a coin standalone product?
No, we're very focused on coins for this launch. So there are two different SKUs. There is a single coin pack, and then there is a four-coin collector's box that's exclusively through our distribution partner, CIBC. And the collector's box actually is a wooden box that has places for all 20 coins if you were to collect a set. And if you buy one of the collector's boxes, you're actually guaranteed one of the rarer versions of the coins. So there's a couple different ways to buy it, you know, as far as the physical piece. There's also upperdeckepack.com, where you actually can log on to a website and open those packs digitally, virtually. And then if you choose to have those coins sent to you, you can have those coins sent to you.
If this coin program succeeds with collectors, do you see the potential of future launches like this to have mass market retail distribution? It seems to me that modern numismatic coin marketers need to develop a plan to offer this type of material at Target or Walmart checkout space to truly make modern coins mainstream. So I look at your product and I think that it's absolute genius to offer a coin product in blind packaging as part of a larger set in this non-traditional way. But I do long for the day when we see real money collectible coins offered for sale in big box retail stores. That's a marketing plan that would tremendously grow this hobby.
Yeah, you know, I think we'll get there. The bread and butter for us, and one of the things that attracted us to the coin market, the bread and butter for us on the trading card side is the specialty shops, the trading card shops. You know, we see the emphasis on this market as well as those coin shops and kind of the hobby shops, with the mass retail augmenting that and helping that grow in time. So for us, you know, the nice part is we do have distribution at mass retail, and we'll get there eventually. For us, we want to launch, make sure that the hobby channel is healthy, and that we kind of grow this industry organically, and then we can branch out to the mass retail in time.
With this program, you teamed up with the Cook Islands. So these coins will be legal tender of the Cook Islands. What was the process like to go out and find a country to marry your product to?
Well, you know, it is tricky because every country has different rules and different things that they'll do. We were really excited to come across the Cook Islands and the partnership we have with those guys. So it's interesting. It's an interesting process. It was a process that we hadn't gone through before. But, you know, we look forward to working with these guys, not only on this set, but many sets in the future.
And when does this program launch?
The product launch on Wednesday, April 5th.
So collectors will be able to get this coin product from their specialty hobby shop or through Upper Deck's e-commerce site. Is that right?
Yeah, so there's essentially three ways to buy this. You can either, if you're a hobby shop, you can reach out to CIBC. They're our exclusive distribution partner. You can also, if you're a consumer, if your local hobby shop doesn't have one, or doesn't have the product, you can go into any CIBC in Canada or go on to CIBC's coin website and purchase the product. Or if you don't have any of those options or you live in the States, you can go to upperdeckepack.com and buy it through that platform. And what's really cool about the Upper Deck EPAC platform is, you know, you open those packs virtually and you can store those coins remotely, or you can take possession. You can leave them on the site. We'll warehouse them for you. And then you actually have the ability to trade them for other collectibles like trading cards, or it provides a trading marketplace. So if you don't collect the player that you pulled, you can actually trade them for other players. And it's the first real delivery of being able to do that, to be able to trade among collectors in a safe, healthy environment, which is really exciting. And again, something we're excited about bringing the coin marketplace.
And with this release, it's hockey-themed coins with 20 players in the set.
That is correct.
Okay, so in buying blind packs, the chances are eventually you'll have duplicate coins. With your virtual concept, it will allow people to warehouse their coins with Upper Deck, and then they can potentially lower their exposure to duplicates if they don't want them by trading with other collectors for pieces that they may need to finish their own set.
Right. That's the exciting part, is it allows people to easily complete a set. It allows people to, you know, let's say you have the good fortune to pull one of the gold coins. You may be able to use that gold coin to get four or five coins for your colorized set that you want to do. It just allows you to be able to transact those coins with other collectors and easily collect in a healthy, safe environment. So it's a very exciting thing. And as we release more sets in time, you'll be able to trade coins from various sets, which is exciting as well, because that platform hasn't existed up until this point.
In the planning stages of this program, did you have any meetings or discussions about the concept with any of the major numismatic dealers in the trade, or get any interest from the traditional coin industry in supporting the product?
You know, we had a couple of really strong coin collectors come in and meet with us, as well as really tapping the expertise of CIBC, who is, you know, one of the leading wholesalers and dealers of coins in Canada. So, you know, we really leaned on a couple of collectors in CIBC for the expertise that we needed.
Do you expect that Upper Deck is going to get involved in the traditional coin show circuit and bringing this product to the traditional coin market? Or are you working on plans to team up with distributors outside of the sports card arena for future releases?
Yeah, no, you know, again, we're still learning the marketplace. Our plan is to hopefully be in Denver for the World Fair of Money, and you'll start seeing us at different shows and supporting local dealers around the country and around the world as we grow this market, this new product.
Okay, very cool. Well, I look forward to seeing a few of these packs in person and to see what they're like, and I appreciate it that you took the time to talk with us about it. Thanks.
No, and thank you. And I think once you see this product in person, you'll absolutely fall in love with it, and you'll see why we're so excited to venture into the coin world and hopefully bring a variety of new collectors to the industry and get people excited the same way people got excited around trading cards there in the 80s and 90s.
If you like this podcast, please share it with your friends. And remember, you can download all 63 episodes of the Coin Week podcast for free on the iTunes Store. While you're there, please leave us a 5-star review. Your reviews and feedback help make the program better. For Coin Week, I'm Charles Morgan, signing off. Until next time, happy collecting.